Say if you're at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's about 11:30 or so, you say, we better be getting home. It's
getting late.
It's not quite midnight, but it's
almost midnight.
And it's kind of icy outside. You say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
almost fell.
Or I might.
I like to fail.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Or
in a moment.
And you'd say, this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be
beard. Whiskers, beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is
right ear.
And this whole thing?
It's your mouth.
And this is
throat.
Or the whole thing?
Throat.
Or the, no, this?
Neck. Oh. Mm-hmm. Neck.
Any other name for throat? Do you ever hear goozle?
Yeah. Forgotten about it, but I've heard.
You've heard people say?
But it's usually just an choke your goozle out or something like that. Not too much. Just not used too much.
And these are the
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gum.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this part of the hand.
Palm.
And one
fist.
Two
fists.
And the place where the bones come together.
Joints.
And on a man, this part of his body.
Chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is the
leg.
And one
foot.
Two
feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say
you're squatting.
Any other way of saying that?
Kneeling.
What about down on your
all fours?
Do you ever hear hunkers or haunches?
Hunkers, haunches. Not, that's not a term you hear here, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
You might be all hunkered down. You might hear that used a little bit.
This sensitive bone here.
Shin.
And if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit.
He looks bad.
He looks
pale.
And someone who's in good shape, he's big and
strong.
What if he's getting a little overweight?
He's getting stout.
And someone who's always smiling and loses temper.
He's good natured.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
Gangly.
And someone who's always stumbling and dropping things.
Gawky.
And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say, he's just a plain
crazy or dumb or.
Do you ever call him a fool?
Well, you would, possibly.
You call him.
It's just plain foolish.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would ever say he's a fool. It's not a term that I like. But I might say he was being foolish.
Why does the word fool sound bad? Because of the Bible?
I think so. I think it's just around our eyes, nobody was ever called a fool under any circumstances. You might be a little foolish, but you weren't a fool.
Mm-hmm. And a person has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
He's tight.
Or he's a what?
Miser.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
It's not a compliment at all. It's just a person without any pride or character or anything. You just common.
Mm-hmm. What about when you say that a girl is common?
Usually a reflection on her morals and behavior, and about the same thing you do when you speak of a common family. They're just not respectable.